excuse me. No purpose, place. You have no great reward. No great depression. No great voice of spiritual. No great depression. Our lives.
Should you react in the event of a deadly shooting spree? First, remain calm. If everyone is armed, the situation will be much safer, particularly if everyone happens to be wearing full body armor, just like the bad guy. Second, continue pushing gun-friendly legislation. If six-year-olds were allowed to carry concealed weapons, clearly lives would have been saved. Be sure to arm yourself with election year Fear of God rounds, which help replace actual gun safety laws with wonderful, wonderful words that make us feel warm, somber, and patriotic all at the same time. Keep your gaze steady and remain focused on why, not how. It's the why that keeps them guessing for longer. Remember, dead children and moviegoers are a price we have to pay, lest we slip back into the dark days of tyranny, when we couldn't buy assault rifles and 100-round magazines. see, guns don't kill people. People with guns that shoot 70 people in under 2 minutes kill people.
Frank Wayne LaPierre, executive vice president of and spokesman for the Mighty American Gun Lobby, the National Rifle Association, has an almost cosmic sense of timing. In 2007, at the NRA's annual convention in St. Louis, he warned the crowd that today there is not one firearm owner whose freedom is secure. 2 days later, a young man opened fire on the campus of Virginia Tech, killing 32 students, staff, and teachers. Just last week, LaPierre showed up at the United Nations Conference on the Arms Trade Treaty here in New York and spoke out against what he called anti-freedom policies that disregard American citizens' right to self-defense. Now, at least 12 are dead in Aurora, Colorado, gunned down by a madman at a showing of the new Batman movie filled with make-believe violence. The guns the shooter used was an AK-47 type assault weapon that was banned in 1994. The National Rifle Association saw to it that the ban had expired in 2000. Instinct ever had. Obviously, LaPierre's timing isn't cosmic, just coincidental. As Shakespeare famously wrote, the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves. In other words, people with guns. There are an estimated 300 million guns in the United States. One in four adult Americans owns at least one, and most of them are men. The British newspaper The Guardian reminds us that over the last 30 years, the number of states with a law that automatically approves licenses to carry concealed weapons provided an applicant clears a criminal background check has risen from 8 to 38. Every year, there are 30,000 gun deaths and 300,000 gun-related assaults in the U.S. Firearm violence may cost our country as much as $100 billion a year. Toys are regulated with greater care and safety concerns than guns. Of the short attention span will quickly find the next thing to divert us from the hard realities of America in 2012. We are, after all, a country which began with the forced subjugation into slavery of millions of Africans and the reliance on arms against Native Americans for its westward expansion. In truth, more settlers traveling the Oregon Trail died from accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wounds than from Indian attacks. We were not only bloodthirsty, we were also inept. Nonetheless, we've become so gun-loving, so blasé about homegrown violence that in my lifetime alone, far more Americans have been casualties of domestic gunfire than have died in all our wars combined. In Arizona last year, just days after the Gabby Gifford shooting, sales of the weapon used in the slaughter 9mm Glock semi-automatic pistol, double.
Shooting suspect James Holmes detailed his planned massacre more than a week before the attack occurred. An unopened package sent by Holmes and recovered at a University of Colorado mailroom contained illustrations and notes about killing a large number of people. Among the weapons seized from Holmes were two 40 caliber pistols, a Glock G22 and a Glock G23, a Smith & Wesson M&P, 223 caliber semi-automatic rifle, and a Remington 870 Express Tactical 12-gauge shotgun. To talk more about the Aurora shooting, we're staying with Paul Barrett. His latest book is called Glock, The Rise of America's Gun. Paul, horrifying as we learned of the news early Friday morning of this massacre that's taken the lives of 12 people and wounded many others. You have been looking at guns in this country for a long time.
Yes, and this terrible episode illustrates the limits of the regulations that we now have for the dissemination of firearms to private individuals. By that I mean the killer in Colorado acquired all four of his weapons in the months before the massacre, and he did so legally. He did so within the law. This was not a case of activities on the black market. It was not a case of someone going to a shadowy gun show and buying guns under the table in some way. He went into a store. The computerized background check was run. He came up clean because apparently he had no criminal record. And the firearms were put in his hands, as were the thousands of rounds of ammunition.
This latest news of this mailroom letter, horrifying. It was sent well before, whoever it was meant for had only opened it.
Right. That points to another, fascinating and troubling issue, which is that of mental illness and whether this particular character possibly could have been caught and stopped and marginalized before the event happened.
Become Radio. I'm Furious George. Saying, please, everyone, let's take care of these gun laws. Get the NRA out of our lives, and that's what the show is dedicated to. We're gonna try and bring in some new sounds and beats and stuff that we do every Thursday here on the Furious George Show. It's part of the WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough 103.5 Micro Powered Experience. And if you like what you're hearing, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you'll see some old stuff. Or check us out at wcomfm.org and we'll have some fun. Stick around, I'm furious. Oh yeah, this show may be offensive to some of y'all. For everyone else, here's some Lou Kid. This album's called Chord. Also started off with some crazy stuff from Low End Theory. I'll be back. Oh yeah, by the way, brand new music from Paul White, if you're interested in that. And some other good stuff. Okay, I'll be back. I'm furious.
As were the thousands of rounds of ammunition.
This latest news of this mailroom letter, horrifying. It was sent well before. Whoever it was meant for had only opened it.
Right. That points to another, fascinating and troubling issue, which is that of mental illness. And whether this particular character possibly could have been caught and stopped and marginalized before the event happened. Clearly, if someone had seen his apparent plan, as has been described, this note.
Holmes, the alleged shooter in the massacre in Aurora, Colorado, reportedly amassed his huge arsenal with relative ease. Some of these weapons were illegal as recently as 8 years ago. Legislation now before Congress would once again make illegal, if not the guns themselves, at least the high-capacity magazines that allow bullets to be fired rapidly without stopping to reload. Holmes bought most of his weaponry within recent months, we're told. Perhaps if sane laws on gun control, including a ban on high-capacity magazines, were in place, many in Aurora who are now dead or seriously injured would be alive and well today.
Every year, there are 30,000 gun deaths and 300,000 gun-related assaults in the U.S. Firearm violence may cost our country as much as $100 billion a year. Toys are regulated with greater care and safety concerns than guns.
Should you react in the event of a deadly shooting spree? First, remain calm. If everyone is armed, the situation will be much safer. Gun-friendly legislation. If six-year-olds were allowed to carry concealed weapons, clearly lives would have been saved. Be sure to arm yourself with election year Fear of God rounds, which help replace actual gun safety laws with wonderful, wonderful words that make us feel warm, somber, and patriotic all at the same time. Keep your gaze steady and remain focused on why, not how. It's the why that keeps them guessing for longer. Remember, dead children and moviegoers are a price we have to pay, lest we slip back into the dark days of tyranny, when we couldn't buy assault rifles and 100-round magazines. See, guns don't kill people. People with guns that shoot 70 people in under 2 minutes kill people.
So intrinsic. This toxic corruption is no longer shock, except momentarily when we hear of a mass shooting like this latest in Colorado. But this too will pass, and the nation of the short attention span will quickly find the next thing to divert us from the hard realities of America in 2012. Thank you.
2004, we had certain restrictions on military-style semi-automatic rifles. We had certain restrictions on large-capacity magazines. Those have expired. So as I say, all the movement is in favor of loosening regulation of guns and promoting Second Amendment rights.
I wanted to go to President Obama speaking on Wednesday in Louisiana, saying he plans to tackle U.S. gun violence in the shooting's aftermath.
Would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals. That they belong on the battlefield of war, not on the streets of our cities. I believe the majority of gun owners would agree that we should do everything possible to prevent criminals and fugitives from purchasing weapons. That we should check someone's criminal record before they can check out a gun seller. That a mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily. These steps shouldn't be controversial. They should be common sense.
That's President Obama speaking yesterday, right after the massacre. Both Romney and President Obama said that the current laws should be able to deal with what took place, yeah. Even as people like Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed in the Long Island Railroad massacre, congressmember from Long Island, New York, has bills in Congress to start dealing with these magazines that can kill endlessly if they don't jam.
I mean, I think it was tremendously significant that immediately after this most recent massacre, the president's chief spokesman, when asked about what the president intended to do, the very first words out of his mouth, literally, were, "We intend to protect Second Amendment rights." In other words, it was kind of a non sequitur. People said, you know, do we need to restrict guns further? And he said, we want to protect Second Amendment rights. The president's chief spokesman, when asked about what the president intended to do, the very first words out of his mouth, literally, were, "We intend to protect Second Amendment rights." In other words, it was kind of a non sequitur. People said, you know, do we need to restrict guns further? And he said, we want to protect Second Amendment rights.
Took place, yeah. Even as people like Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed in the Long Island Railroad massacre.
Shows how the gun rights side of this debate has completely captured the issue. And everything the president just said was basically a reiteration of existing law. AK-47s shouldn't be in the hands of criminals. Well, under existing law, no guns, a 22 caliber target pistol, can't be in the hands of a fugitive or a criminal. So if you actually listen to what the president was saying, he was saying, it's common sense that the existing laws should be enforced. Well, that's like saying, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning. I mean, it's saying nothing.
Finally, what do you think would create the kind of, you would think a massacre would, but as you looked at the history of the kind of gun control laws that we even have today, what is the engine that breaks through this most powerful lobby of the National Rifle Association?
See, I tend to view the issue in a slightly different way, not so much the gun control movement versus the NRA. I think you actually have to come at it from a completely different angle. The different angle has to be crime control, not focusing on guns, not allowing the discussion to be immediately hijacked and sent off into a Second Amendment debate, but instead look at communities where crime has been reduced, gun crime included. Ask what has been done in those communities and try to imitate that across the country.
We are, after all, a country which began with the forced subjugation into slavery of millions of Africans and the reliance on arms against Native Americans for its westward expansion. In truth, more settlers traveling the Oregon Trail died from accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wounds than from Indian attacks. We were not only bloodthirsty, we were also inept. Casualties of domestic gunfire and have died in all our wars combined. We're fooling ourselves that the law could allow even an inflamed lunatic to easily acquire murderous weapons and not expect murderous consequences. Fooling ourselves that the Second Amendment's guarantee of a well-regulated militia be construed as a God-given right to purchase and own just about any weapon of destruction you like. That's a license for murder and mayhem. And it's a great fraud that has entered our history. There's a video of which I'd like to remind you. You can see it on YouTube. In it, Adam Gadon, an American-born member of Al-Qaeda, the first U.S. citizen charged with treason since 1952, urges terrorists to carry out attacks on the United States. He says,
America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show at the local convention center and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check, and most likely without having to show an identification card. So what are you waiting for?
The killer in Colorado waited only for an opportunity. And there you have it, the arsenal of democracy transformed into the arsenal of death.
We'll be right back. Holmes allegedly burst into the Pack Theater during the 12:30 a.m. premiere of the Batman sequel, The Dark Knight Rises, threw one or two canisters of some gas or irritant, which exploded, then began to methodically shoot people, killing 12 and wounding 58.
It was approximately 15 minutes into the movie when we heard the door being kicked open. Apparently it had been propped open. It was kicked open and somebody walked in and threw a smoke grenade into the crowd. We thought that it was a practical joke. And I personally thought that it was a stink bomber, you know, something somewhat juvenile. But when the canister exploded, everybody sort of started screaming. And that's when the gunman opened fire on the crowd and pandemonium just broke out.
Omar Esparza told me he was in the third row with five friends out for a birthday celebration.
He started opening fire on the audience pretty freely, just started shooting in every direction. That's when everybody started screaming, started panicking. A lot of people had been hit at that point, those initial few rounds, and that's when everybody sort of hit the floor and started to exit. It sounded like the bullets had stopped, and it sounded like he was either switching guns or recharging his rifle, reloading his rifle, but at that very second when we sort of heard the silence, we realized that was our only opportunity of getting out or of dying. So at that split second, we had to react and had to exit as quickly as possible. And we barely made it too, because approximately a second after we had exited, we heard him starting to shoot again.
That moment of silence may have been when one of the weapons jammed.
Copy. Let me pull out a tablet and do it.
RP calling in. Things are around midnight. Let me know when you ready. Saw a vehicle fleeing the scene of the shooting. He described it as an older cop car type. It was painted primer gray with tinted windows. It was lifted up. He said it
CNN reported that the semi-automatic rifle used in the Colorado theater killings jammed during the rampage, a law enforcement source with direct knowledge of the investigation said Sunday. While Holmes allegedly had an AR-15 equipped with a 100-round drum magazine, as well as one or two Glock pistols with 40-round extended magazines and a Remington 870 shotgun that can fire up to 7 shells without reloading. The AR-15 can fire from 50 to 60 rounds per minute. Holmes had a massive arsenal easily acquired at retail stores and online. Carolyn McCarthy is a member of Congress from Long Island, New York. Her husband was shot in the head and among the 6 killed in the 1993 Long Island Railroad massacre. Her son also was shot in the head but survived and remains partially paralyzed. She was a nurse back then, but when her congressman voted against the assault weapons ban, she ran against him. She won and has been in Congress ever since.
The NRA is the enabler of death. Paranoid, delusional, and as venomous as a scorpion. If the weak need acquiescence of our politicians, the National Rifle Association has turned the Second Amendment of the Constitution into a cruel hoax. A cruel and deadly hoax.
Oh.
cruel hoax. A cruel and deadly hoax. Unbelievable. Paranoid, delusional, and as venomous as a scorpion. The NRA is the enabler. Paranoid, delusional, and as venomous as a scorpion.
Concealed weapons, clearly lives would have been saved.
Oh my god, this girl's ready to turn me on. You're a bad man, you're a bad man, you're a bad man.
Vigilante types kill unarmed people. And the best part is, it's perfectly legal. Thanks to my friends at the NRA and ALEC who write the laws and then feed them to politicians all over the country, if you feel threatened by a punk packing dangerous Skittles, shoot, shoot, shoot! Corporations shoot you and then deny you coverage for a pre-existing condition. It's all about getting the laws we write into state houses everywhere through our complicit lawmakers, which would sound like a crazy conspiracy if it weren't true.
Device Act. It would ban the sale or transfer of these large-capacity clips that enabled the massive casualties in Aurora and in Tucson, Arizona, in January 2011, when Congressmember Gabrielle Giffords was shot and six were killed. Congressmember McCarthy told me,
"The problem is politicians, legislators across this country are intimidated by the NRA and the gun manufacturers who put so much money out there to say that we will take you down in an election if you go against us. Common sense will say we can take prudent gun safety legislation and try to save people's lives." I'm sick of social graces. Show you shoe tip teeth. I'm just cool in public. Take a leak on me.
Young today reject goals.
Is me.
The young want rules.
We shape our tools and thereafter our tools shape us.
Today's child is growing up absurd because it lives in two worlds. And neither of them inclines him to grow up. Learning, the educational process, has long been associated only with the glum.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. This is micro-powered community-based radio at WCOMLP, Chelfville, Carborough. I'm going to be signing off here relatively soon. Just want to send a giant, furious middle finger out there to the NRA. And I'm not necessarily saying I haven't ever had a gun in my life, but, you know, Furious George wants to say that just like the military-industrial complex, just like the police state, just like the healthcare system, just like the industrial rape of the earth, anything that's industrialized and corporatized or capitalized or however you want to describe it, basically turned into this crazy corporate money system, it just gets out of control. And when you're dealing with something like guns, it's just not going to be pretty.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen.
So listen, if you're like me, furious about these things, keep doing what you're doing right now. Chilling out.
Stop thinking.
Let things happen. Be the ball. Just relax. Everything's going to be just fine. So, if you want to support Micropower Radio, go to WCOMFM.org and help kick in for our new studio that we're moving over to. I'll be back next week. It's been fun, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. I'm furious.